Now the news. I'm Xiao Yi. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has met with Visiting Director General of the World Health Organization Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who came to China for the opening ceremony of the Beijing 2022 Olympic Winter Games. The WHO chief expressed appreciation for China's strong support to the world in fighting the pandemic and pledged to continue strengthening cooperation with China in public health. Zhou Jiaxin reports.
The COVID-19 pandemic, now on its third year, remains one of the biggest challenges facing mankind. In his meeting, World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, the Chinese foreign minister said China has made significant effort to safeguard global health by providing humanitarian and medical aid on a large scale, including more than 2 billion doses of vaccine to over 120 countries and international groups. The WHO held China's global support in COVID-19 vaccine, particularly in Africa. It said China will play a big role in WHO's push to achieve 70% vaccine coverage as soon as possible.
China has won the Asian Football Confederation Women's Asian Cup after defeating South Korea 3-2 in the final. It's Team China's first title in 16 years. China has historically advanced into the Olympic team event free skating at Beijing 2022. The figure skating team event competition was introduced to the Olympic program at Sochi 2014 and featured again during Pyeongchang 2018. Guo Yan brings us more details.
Led by two-time world champions Sui Wenjing and Han Cong, China historically advanced into the Olympic team event free skating at 2022 Winter Olympics. With a 22-point total score, China ranked 5th place and got qualified for the finals, which started with a men's free skate. Skaters from Russian Olympic Committee led the qualification with 36 points, as new European champion Kamila Valieva put a flawless performance, landing perfect triple axel, triple flip, and combination of triple lutz, triple toe to top the women's short program. After day two of the three-day competition, ROC have 45 points and move ahead of first-day leaders USA. They are followed by Japan, Canada, and China.
The only gold medal in the Beijing competition zone on Sunday's Winter Olympic action was produced in speed skating. Sweden won its second gold at Beijing 2022. Yang Guang reports from the National Speed Skating Oval.
The Netherlands was surprisingly dethroned from the dominance of the speed skating men's 5,000-meter race as Swedish athlete Nils van der Poel won the gold medal of the event at the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. Van der Poel, the world record holder, also broke Olympic records. Dutch skater Sven Kramer had won the Olympic title in the distance for three consecutive times but finished out of the top eight this time in Beijing. The 35-year-old legend says he will retire from speed skating after the Beijing Games. Dutchman Patrick Royster claimed the silver, with Norwegian skater Engebretsen Hoegger clinching the bronze.
Chinese athlete Gu Ailing has said she's very satisfied with the facilities at Big Air Shougang. Gu made the remarks after finishing a training session of freeski Big Air on Saturday.
Yeah, the jump is amazing. I think everybody's in agreement with me that it's a really well-built jump. Everybody out here in China put so much work into the infrastructure, and we really appreciate it. Yeah, I had a really good training day, and I'm excited for quali tomorrow.
Big Air Shougang is the only snow competition venue in the Beijing competition zone of the ongoing Winter Olympic Games. A senior International Olympic Committee official has encouraged people around the world to watch the events of the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics. IOC Olympic Games Operations Director Pierre Ducret also said that people will be amazed by what they will see, including the fantastic venues and the outstanding performances of the athletes.
I can think of many moments, but I would say the one that always stays with me is the flame lighting it, because it really means now we're on, the games are open, and let's do what we do best, which is give center stage to the athletes. To the people listening, please watch the games. I think you will be amazed by what you will see. Fantastic venues. The athletes are almost all here.
That's the news. I'm Jeff.